Supporters of incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo used state-run television to call for reinforcements in their battle against forces backing Ivory Coast's internationally recognized president, Alassane Ouattara.
Nos vaillants soldats sont au combat contre le monde entier.
Amen.
Ils sont au combat contre le monde entier.
Gbagbo militant Diamand Phikaz says they're fighting against foreign powers, the United Nations, mercenaries, and the West African Regional Alliance. He's calling on everyone in the Abidjan neighborhoods of Kokoudi and Yopougon, men, women, and children, to defend the Gbagbo presidency. Gbagbo supporters regained control of state-run television after it was briefly forced off the air and used it to call on all members of the armed forces to join what they say are five units still fighting in Abidjan. Many of those troops have already defected to Mr. Ouattara's side. Mr. Gbagbo's army chief of staff took his wife and children to seek refuge in the home of the South African ambassador. While pro-Ouattara fighters met little resistance in taking the political capital Yamoussoukro and the port of San Pedro, Mr. Gbagbo clearly has far more determined defenders in Abidjan. As the fight breaks down into neighborhood-by-neighborhood combat, Human Rights Watch is calling on both sides to protect the rights of civilians. Corinne Dufka heads the Human Rights Watch West Africa office.
The potential for reprisals is quite high. So we're asking that Mr. Ouattara's coalition of forces respect international humanitarian law, ensure that any prisoners that are taken are not summarily executed, that they are put in a proper detention facility, and that there are no reprisal killings against civilians who they believed or who did support Laurent Gbagbo.
Dufka says ensuring overall discipline may be complicated by the amalgam of fighters coalescing behind Mr. Ouattara.
The military forces fighting with Alassane Ouattara are made up of a loose coalition that include Force Nouvelle rebels who were formerly based in the north. They include police, gendarmes, and soldiers who have recently defected from Gbagbo's side over to Ouattara's side. And they include as well neighborhood-based civil defense forces, which have sprung up in the last couple months. So we're asking that he take proactive measures to ensure that those forces are disciplined, to make sure they have the proper directives to respect international humanitarian law and human rights.
Dufka says pro-Gbagbo forces must also respect those rights.
Yesterday, we documented a number of cases in two neighborhoods in which Gbagbo's military were firing out at the civilian population, that is in Trècheville and near the airport in Port Bouy neighborhood. In Trècheville, that's the base of the Republican Guard. They were firing into the population probably to prevent an advance by Ouattara's forces. The same thing in Port Bouy. That kind of reckless fire and firing out into the population must be avoided. If there is to be fighting, it needs to be between armed men from one side and armed men from the other side.
The United Nations mission in Ivory Coast says more than 400 people were killed in fighting in western provinces last week, most of them by forces backing Mr. Ouattara. The International Committee of the Red Cross says at least 800 people were killed last Tuesday alone. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.